The Cavs play Game 1 of the NBA Finals tomorrow against a familiar foe, the Golden State Warriors. The two teams are playing for the title for the fourth consecutive year. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this Cavs team is much different than the one that lost in the finals last year. Most notably, the team successfully has moved on from Kyrie Irving in a big trade that initially went bust.
I would simply say this has been the most illogical, unforeseen seasons going all the way along. Kyrie Irving asked to be traded. The new general manager is Kobe Altman, who is a younger guy in the office. They make a trade. They figure, okay, well, we'll have at least Isaiah Thomas, Boston star. They'll have Kyrie Irving.
Didn't pan out that way.
Not for either team.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Isaiah Thomas?
He was traded.
Yeah, after he ended up having a bad hip, and they couldn't win anything with him. In fact, those were the awful days around January and February. Because what happened to Irving?
He had surgery.
Two surgeries on his knee. It is the craziest thing that actually the two teams that had the highest stake in Irving end up playing each other for the ticket to the finals, and Kyrie's not involved with either one of them. But the bottom line is, had the Cavaliers kept Irving, who then had knee surgery, do you think they would be in the finals?
Yeah, who knows? Because they wouldn't have gotten all the other players that have gotten them to this point.
That role players have helped. George Hill is the starting point guard. They would not have him. Larry Nance Jr. comes off the bench as a big guy. They would not have him. A guy named Jordan Clarkson. Actually, the guy they really wanted in the trade was Rodney Hood. He's been terrible.
Right.
But at least you got four guys to kind of sort through. So my contention, when I was looking at this, is they go to play Golden State. There are only four players left from the championship team in 2016. There are only five players left from even the team a year ago. Of course, there's one guy that matters most.
LeBron James, of course.
Right. Going into game one, and I'm not one on the betting line, but I just happened to hear it mentioned on the radio, the Cavaliers are a 12-point underdog in the first game. 12 points! I mean, as we've went along in these playoffs, we've seen they needed seven games to get past Indiana. They own Toronto, four and gone. They needed seven games to get past Boston. Of course, Golden State needed seven games to get past Houston, too.
What does that say about Golden State?
I think they're a little more vulnerable. The Cavs are a lot more vulnerable. It also says, Amanda, that the toll on the two franchises going to the finals three consecutive years, you get people who want to be traded because they want more, people whose bodies break down, and then you have LeBron James. Amanda, these are the best playoffs I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
If anybody should be worn down, it's him. So, look, there is nobody who will tell you the Cavs should be favored. Nobody logically would say the Cavs should win. So I guess what I'll argue is this. If everybody stays healthy on both teams the rest of the way out, Golden State's going to win. But it's been such a crazy year. I mean, right now in Houston, they're saying, we were up 3-2 on Golden State. Then our best player, there's the people in Houston, Chris Paul, pulled a hamstring. We didn't have him the last two games, and we lost. Sometimes that's the difference. It's a two-month marathon.
Yeah.
Already the Cavs played seven games in the first round, four in the second round, seven in this round. So they're up to 18 games. So that's why it's one of those things. What LeBron has learned is he always talks about just keep playing the one game at a time because you don't know what's going to happen. This will now be the 101st consecutive game LeBron has played this season. And believe that is the most he's ever played in any season. At the age of 33, in his 15th year, you just wonder, you know, is he ever going to run out of gas? I thought that would happen in Boston. I thought wrong.
You got to kind of think this is a team to root for at this point, but they've just kind of pieced this together and chugged along to the finals.
If you like underdogs and you like Cleveland, this is your team.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.